we're supposed to be using a projector?
No, we're not really going to use it.
Yeah, what's the first wide projector off?
Oh, so we turn it off?
Yeah, we can
turn it off. Why don't you turn it off? Because you're the assistant to the assistant.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Do you need light?
Light is good.
It's a lot more harmful for your eyes.
I want to make business cards now.
What's more harmful for your eyes?
Looking at the computer.
Well, let's try it. Let's see how it works out.
Oh, you want me to stand there and scroll?
No.
As the assistant to the assistant.
No, you can sit down. Okay, so this is actually, I think, probably easier for everyone to handle. Let's start with the Rambam that we have. I think I said it was on page... Rambam the Tzofnas Paneach. Let's see, where did I have the... under the discussion of... You could also wait to find where I'm at on the source sheet. Yeah. Isn't that genius? Page 16. So let's just go back to this Rambam for 1 second, then we're going to talk about Mipsach Los Sisalim. So what did the Rambam say in Gerushin Aleph Hey? Zeshanem Rabbator Veshilchmi Beso? Let's get a volunteer to read that for us. Abe, you want to read that for us?
Sure. Zeshanem Rabbator Veshilchmi Beso.
So I'm telling us, don't think that you need shiluach. The gerushin is chal mishas nesinus aget. I just want to point out, like in 4 places, the Rambam says strange things about shiluach related things. This is one of them. And we he says, Lo nemar b'shilcha, why then does the Torah say b'shilcha mi beso if the nesinas I get is kores? Hello.
Hello, she'im girish v'lo utzi mi beso. Are you there, k'misha girish v'hechzir k'mishasa?
Yeah, and we were like, we spent some time already. Kamisha Girish, Vihifzer Gushasa. What does that mean? That's Kamisha Girish, right? She should just say that it is Girish, Vihifzer Gushasa, fine. But the related question is, how can it be Kamisha Hefzer Gushasa? You seem to be missing one of the ingredients of Machzir Gushasa. So if you look, for example, at the Magen Mishnah, he says, where does the Rambam get this idea that it's Kamisha Girish, Vihifzer Gushasa? The Gemara in Gittin Daf. Abe?
The Gemara in Gittin Daf.
What's there?
I'm a guy.
Don't read it, just tell me what's there.
Oh, Lani
Mapundiki. But what's missing? How could you say it's Lani Mapundiki? You're missing a crucial ingredient. What are you missing?
The
Yeah. Well, you have Yichud at least.
I wasn't paying that much attention when I was reading the Rambam just because it solved my focus Ezra and I had during Seder. I was more focusing on that.
Fine. What are you missing here?
I'm not sure.
Think about it. In the Lana Ima Pundaki Sugya, what do you need? Chazakhin at the most of the Vilasanas, plus. A day.
Oh,
Ede Yichud. Hein Hein Ede Bia.
I thought we said no, man. Fine.
What do you mean, think we said?
I thought we said.
Okay, 2 days in the Gemara there. Okay?
Alright. Yeah.
So the issue here is, what do you do? You don't. Seems like you don't need Edim. It seems like you don't need Bia. What's going on, right? Just the mere fact that she never left the house, that puts the Kedushin back on, right? So what does the Ragid Shavar say? Shalom Nemar V'shilcha Ella Hini Malasham Bein
Amuchach.
Me? Yep.
Dekul Shal Acher Gershin Nishar V'vizo
So what's the idea?
that if she's still there, it's like Nisuin.
If she's still in the house, there never was a Shiluach, then it's what is it? He says it's that it's like Nisuin. Kimo, notice that Kafa Dimion again, right? Or here the Kimo. That it's like Nisuin.
And then they would
you don't even need Yichud. So it sounds like he wants to say, by the way, that suppose there was a neighbor hanging out in the house the whole time after the get. Right?
Or a child,
so that it wouldn't qualify for Yichud in the Ebn Ezer sense of like a prohibited Isurei Bias, a prohibited seclusion. He says, it doesn't matter. If she was Nisharis the Beiso La'achar Gerushin, then it's as if there was a Nisuin. And that's different from what? It's different from the requirements of
regular
marriage. Well, possibly, yes, regular marriage, but what else? Regular lani mo pundiki. So read on, Abe. V'lakach b'mishnah diek. V'lakach
b'mishnah diek v'lani mo pundiki. Da'atzar hein 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 yichud hein 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 hein.
Aval.
Aval the bezlo lo boi zah.
What's his point?
If it's like the suin that he established, you don't need.
What's his contrast to the mishnah lani mo pundiki?
That they're hinei nedei via, but here if you don't even need yichud, they're already considered like the nesuim.
So what's the linguistic diuk in the Mishnah and Pei Aleph? Lakapa Mishnah diuk v'lana imo pundiki. What's he saying there?
Just lana. That like you don't need anything if you haven't seen.
No, in Pei Aleph. Pei Aleph is Lani Mo Pundiki. Ezra, you wanna...
Yeah, the fact that it's not in the house tonight.
Ibsarcha Alos Tisalim.
Right, the Lani Mo Pundiki is specifically that it's not in the house. The fact that it's not in their house. It's in
exactly.
Way.
It's only with respect to Lani Mo Pundiki, where it's not in the house where they were residing. Specifically there, we require Edei Yichud, Heinen Edei Bia. So the Mishnah on Pei Aleph is Mediyaka, that's it in Lani Mo Pundiki. Correct? But if they're staying in the same house, then you don't even need Edim. Correct? Why is that significant? Connie?
It changes the requirements for you to potentially need to get Shani.
It definitely changes the requirements for get Shani. It's much easier to require a get Shani if they never separated.
Yeah.
But why is that conceptually significant? Romy?
To suggest that you can that there's restarting a marriage without doing anything that you need to do to restart a marriage. Not meaning it's the same marriage, just picking up where they left off.
Maybe. So say why that's significant for the thesis we're developing.
It's basically that Shiluach is not okay for the gift.
Yeah. Meaning the whole Romy theory that we've been entertaining thus far is that lana ima apuntaki, the only way you could have a nisuin or a kiddushin subsequent to gerushin is the formal stuff, meaning that it's just the perfect storm where you trigger the first parak of kiddushin that, oh, there were eidim, there was a maisa kiddushin, so yeah, they were divorced, but now there's a new first parak of kiddushin marriage, right? And what you see here in the Rugged Shavu and the Tefnas Paneach is that actually, that's in at least some special cases, that's not what's happening at all. We're not requiring Edim. We're not requiring a new Nesuin. Sounds like it sounds as if, exactly the way Romy put it, that it's almost as if the Gerushin never undid the original marriage. Right, Romy? So I think this Tefnas Paneach is a really good way of reinforcing the idea that Lana, maybe not Lana Imo Pundiki itself, talking about the Rugged Shavu's Karya, maybe not Lana Imo Pundiki itself, but the din of failure of Shishil Chamibeso is somehow an ikuv in the Gerushin. Kiva?
Do we have any idea of the time frame of the sending? If we're saying that she never leaves at all, then that kind of uproots, it shows that they're still together. So yes, because they got originally.
In this case, she never left.
Right.
Kolsha and Nisha Rabbeves, though.
Right, and that prompts the question, at what point does she have to leave? Because he gives a get, and then she has to leave, but like she could be in the process of leaving for a long time. Like, would we consider that as if she never left?
That's interesting. How soon does she have to be out?
Right.
That's your... So what does Rambam say? Im girish v'lo hotzi ami beiso. What's the time frame within which she could leave the house? That's what Akiva wants to know. It's a good question. Josh? Some time frame. 12 hours.
I think the rhythm kind of implies that she kind of leaves first, even though the second kind of say the opposite. 5 and a half.
What do you mean she leaves first?
That when Yaakov Lovis she can't even be there before.
Yeah, maybe the get shouldn't be done in the house, right? Maybe she got to pack her bags. They have to separate, and only then do the get. Maybe that's very plausible, right? The game is the din. The garrison shouldn't be at the in the house. Daniel,
are we saying that we're just restarting the first dushin, and that they're kind of connected, or are we saying?
So the issue with the toughness panach here, toughness panach doesn't tell us. This is my comment that nobody responded to on the WhatsApp, which is fine. He tells us that there's a nisuin. Lachar garrison nishra beveso have a zegufa kmo nisuin. But where does the Kedushin come from? Where does the Kedushin come from in the Ragged Shepherd's mind? Right? Is that just a mystery? Josh, you have an answer to that? Or?
Well, I was going to more ask, in general, if you do Nisuin without Kedushin, what happens? Is it reckless?
It's not Kedushin.
So what happens if someone
I think it's nothing.
Yeah?
I think it's nothing. So I think the Ragged Shepherd here, it's just not clear what he... Is he thinking that there's a Maisa Kedushin wrapped together? Like there's a presumed Maisa Bia? That's what he's thinking? Ned, that's what you're going to say?
Yeah, that's why I sent
the... Kedushin? But that's a Master Grushasso Lachar Shanisis Lachar, right?
Yeah, but why would it be... What has to be Maisa Kikifa and Kikifa has to be a Maisa Bia? So I don't see why that should be different.
Okay. So the point here is we're just going to dispense with the requirements of Adim. We're just going to dispense... We'll just assume if they're in the same house that there's a new... What?
It's like the best extreme shita.
Right. Right.
It reconstitutes everything.
It what?
It reconstitutes everything.
Do you think that's consistent with Romy's analysis that it's a perfect storm, or...
Yeah, he's confused. It's not my
house. Meaning with the idea that it's just... it just happens to be that you get the ingredients of Ishus, or it's a special din... In the failure of the shiluach, so it seems like my observation is things like a lot of dinim are being massaged here to reimpose an ishus. That's my observation. What? Ned, do you want to respond?
It's in variant. I don't know.
What?
It's in variant.
It's not clear. You're saying this could just be Lani Mo Pundiki in a more extreme case. That's your idea? Greater chazakos. Stronger presumptions. Daniel, you finish.
Could it be that since he did Kedushin the first time, now we have this lower standard, that may not necessarily require the Kedushin of the same type?
Right, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that there's a sense in which there's still the prior Ishus has not fully been Nifka, and that's why it's very easy to reimpose it. Again, you have to say the get did something, or you might say, but the get is somehow...
Well, the get got rid of the nisuin, but not necessarily the...
It's tricky.
It wants to the opposite.
Yeah. It's a little tricky to figure out the exact mechanics of it. But it is clear that we're just reimposing Ishus in a way... In a manner that normally wouldn't give rise to an ishus. That's what's striking about this. Daniel?
I guess it's kind of working on this, but is there anyone who says that based on like the symmetry between Kedushin and Nisuin versus, I guess, Gerushin, how like Kedushin, right, you could, Kedushin is done through like there are three ways of doing it. One is to get, one is to a star, right? And then the nisuin is done to kinsas hakoko, which is actually entering koko. So then when it comes to gerushin, right, I guess you say the get kind of gets rid of the, like, kind of like negates the star aspect.
The kedushin.
But to actually negate the nisuin, you have to kick her out of the house.
Yeah.
That's like the opposite of kinsas hakoko.
Brilliant idea, Daniel. In fact, it's so brilliant, it was suggested in this room last week. What?
Drukman.
Oh, does Drukman say that? It was
the three elements.
No, that's not about Garrison. It's about Fushin. Yeah, it's not about
Garrison. But yeah, I think it's a plausible theory, right?
But then could that apply that to...
That could be what the Tefillah Panach is getting at, right? And the Tefillah Panach could be saying, like, look, failure of Shiluach means that you're not Mafkiya, the original Nisuin. Right, I think that's one way of reading this. Right, the get gets rid of the. Yeah, so you don't even need a separate mice in the student. I think that's a good way of reading the Ragachever. No, sorry, is that how you read the Ragachever?
Yeah.
Or one way of have ze gufa kimon
nesuin. Yeah, that's how I read it. I mean, I helped.
Sorry, you don't have a computer. We decided we're going to shift to just everyone having the computer for the Makoroshi.
No, yeah, I thought your question was good though. So, like,
where's the Kedushin?
Yeah.
Right. Again, I guess you could say, no, there's such a strong chazaka here that even without a deichud, you could view the Bia as... this is all... When we look closer at Lana Yuma Pundiki, so it's going to raise the following question, which is, can you derive general dinim of Kedushin from the Gemara of Lana Yuma Pundiki? Well,
in what sense?
So this is going to be a whole discussion about, hey, maybe for every Kiddushe Bia, you'll say Ede Yichud Hein Ede Bia. Or maybe you could dispense with Ede Kiddushin altogether in a case of Kiddushe Bia. Right? That might be implied by Lana Yuma Pundiki Sagyas. We'll see discussions. Hey, since when can you do a Kiddushin Balayla? It's not obvious that you could do a Kiddushin at night. Again, it's not clear why. There's a discussion that maybe it should be a problem. But the Gemara says, Lani Ma Pundiki, when was the Kedushin created? Presumably at night. So you might say, a la the theory that this is just the first parak of Kedushin material that got stuck in the end of Gittin, that, yeah, of course, you could learn all DNA Kedushin from this Mishnah. But if you think these are special dinim in failure of Vishilcha, you might argue that you can't fit those dinim back in. Just wanna flag that. Okay? Romy, you had a follow up? All good? Sky, all good? Okay. Great Safnas Paneach. So Sky, you dropped that on the
yeah. Although I think you had a Ayin Safnas Paneach, like
I did have it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you found it? Because you saw it said Ayin Safnas Paneach?
No, I was just looking around.
Oh, okay. I'll give you credit for it. So let's now talk about Bistarcha. Somebody finish the pasuk for me. I think the pasuk of Bistarcha lo sisalim. Yeah, I think it's one of those things where in modern or in like normal Hebrew, it would be al tisalim. But the pasuk is Bistarcha lo sisalim. No? Mm-hmm. It's the rule of lecto defecilier.
Excuse me?
Miliar S, do you know this rule?
That's not a word.
Well, Google it, Ezra.
I don't know what to Google.
Really, he's in Sims.
Yeah, I know he's in Sims.
You're talking to the dean of Jewish studies in Sims.
Me?
Yeah.
Not a dad, just the chair.
The chair.
So I'm sitting. Okay. Lecto defecilier miliar est. It's a rule of manuscript. Is that Italian? It's really Latin.
Yeah.
Wait, say it again. Lecto.
Yeah, it means like.
Lecto what?
Tell him, Zacharia.
Lectio defecilier potior. The more difficult reading is, the stronger.
Wait, it's three words? It's not one word?
Yeah, it's. I think it'd also be four words. S, I think, would be the fourth word. But the idea is that it's the, what is it? The
The more difficult reading is the stronger.
But the more difficult reading is the stronger. So it's like whenever there's a mistake in a manuscript or something.
Yeah.
And so, so you have two versions. One is like a weird word, and one has the like a word that makes more sense. So the original manuscript probably had the weird word, because why would the copyist have copied it if it wasn't there in the original?
Because he knew you would say that.
It's a great svara. It's a great svara.
If you think it's like a typo, then you would fix it when you're
exactly. It. Typos get fixed. Scribes, I mean, if you're copying something, you tend to. That's why I hear it. Mibsarcha losis salim. Like, why are some people saying Mibsarcha losis salim?
Yeah, but probability wise. It's like a probability wise.
Right, it's like, it's a stronger read, because why would it be there if it wasn't there in the original?
Imagine each individual scribe is writing, they just misread the thing and write their word.
No, but it's more likely that they would have shifted it if they thought that the original transcript was weird.
It also sounds more like.
Assuming it was done intentionally, but assuming it was done unintentionally, then. Yeah.
Right.
It's like if you see two spellings of Hartstark. Right, and some have like Z's and C's and like things in there. So like, which one was closer to the original spelling, right? Or which one's the modernized one? So like, the one that's like less normal is probably the original one. Right? Fine. But you can see here that some people are quoting al versus lo. I think in modern Hebrew you'd say like al tisalim, right? I don't know. So let's look at this discussion. So the discussion appears on page 26. Lofarneis grushasim imsarcha lo tisalim. So this comes on the heels of our analysis of Ksuvis Chav Zayin Chav Ches about how a couple, once they're separated, they shouldn't have ongoing dealings between each other. They shouldn't be borrowing money. They shouldn't be showing up in a Beis Din case. The Gemara had three views of what happens if they show up to a Din Torah together. What were the three views?
We don't attend to them.
Don't attend to them?
We put them in.
You beat them?
And we get Malkus? We excommunicate.
Yeah, very good. So the Gemara takes this very seriously, right? They shouldn't be... they shouldn't have kiruv dvarim, was the language that some of the poskim used, right? Kiva?
Does excommunicating them, like, promote them being together themselves?
Separately.
But, like,
or excommunicating them, what?
Separate corners.
Like, you're not involved with them anymore. So you can tell them, like, you go to that time off corner, you go to that time corner, but you don't want to be involved.
Not exactly what excommunication is.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up.
Why can't you put them in separate corners anyway? And that would solve the problem. So we have that goes by Maimonios in Yisuri Bia Chaf Aleph Chaf Zayin. Let's get a volunteer to read the Hagos Maimonios. Who is that goes by Maimonios, by the way? Not the Ramah. Is that goes by Maimonios? Right now?
One second.
He's from
Rabbi
Meir
Ben
Rabbi Yekudiel
HaKohen of
Rothenburg.
Oh, the Maharam.
He's not the Maharam.
He's the Talmud of the Maharam.
He's
attended
the yeshiva of the Maharam.
Yeah. If you've been to Rothenburg, they think they know where the yeshiva of the Maharam was. Very cool. It's a good guy to go. It's a good old German town.
Rothenburg?
Yeah, Google it. It's very, very nice.
Have you been?
Yeah, I've been. It's like this tiny little town, like in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, it's very cute.
It's very cute, yeah. Rothenburg, like on the Tober or something.
Yeah,
like
he visited the Maharam during his when he was in Ashkenaz.
That's where the Hagos Maimonios hung out. Now he's Ashkenazi, and even the Maharam, he sent a lot of his Talmidim to be Masig on like the major works of Sephardic Halacha. So the Hagos Maimonios is Masig on the Rambam. That's why they're Hagos Maimonios. The Mordechai was a Talmud of the Maram who was Masig on the
Rif.
And that goes to Shri, I think, is also a Talmud of the Maram who is Masig on the Rush.
The Rush is kind of
the Rush is interesting, he's a bit of a mix. Yeah. So let's see what the Hagos Maimonios says here. Who's gonna read for us? Kiva, you wanna read for us? You prepare it?
Sure.
Go for it. So do you think it's a chiddush? Lazuna b'chatzer acheres near the shari.
What?
It's a chiddush, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a chiddush.
No,
the Rambam didn't mention it. Of course, if the Rambam didn't mention it, it's clearly a chiddush.
Well,
it's a chiddush in that.
No, it's not a chiddush.
What?
But it is mentioned before the Rambam.
Okay, but is it, why is it a chiddush? The chiddush, because when you read the Gemara, you get the sense that they shouldn't have kirut varim, right? The whole Gemara here is about separating them, and you can see that you what in the Haggadah Simonios itself gives you the impression that he's hesitant about this. He knows it's a chiddush.
He said it has to be a chatzar acheres.
Yeah, first of all, chatzar acheres, nira deshari. You get these reservations, right? It seems like it's okay.
It's not Babai.
It's not Vadai. Right? Kiva, you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, and then he's trying to prove it. How does he prove it?
Well, because he proves it, it means that it's...
Well, midabai tamuda. He's saying, near to show you. How do I know this? Midabai tamuda. Ahidra, b'zachari v'nakotza, b'shicha l'bayis. The Bavli, go ahead, Akiva.
Yeah, shicha l'bayis. Midabai l'olasa t'gursha.
Cain. So what's his proof?
This is like sock like this.
What?
So he's asked, like, what do we do with this group in this kind of case? And he said,
what's the case of Zechariah ben Akatzav?
Where is Yichud?
Where does Zechariah ben Akatzav appear?
What?
Where does Zechariah ben Akatzav appear?
Gemara.
Which Gemara? Depends what you include in Gemara, Romy.
The
Mishnah Ksuvis. That's the Mishnah where the wife was
a different case.
Well, it's the wife was a Shvuya.
Yeah, that's right. Different case.
That's the question, right? And then the Gemara talks about, oh, if you're a Kohen and your wife is a Shvuya, are you allowed to be reunited with Yichud? Chashash that she was Nevelas when she was a captive. So then on that discussion, the Gemara says, Ma'ulasos Begrusha came. Could he do something similar with could a Kohen do something similar with his divorced wife? That she would live in the same Chatzer, but with other people around to make sure there's no yichud. That's the sequence of the Bavli's presentation. So he's saying, from the fact that the Bavli posed this question about Be'oso Chatzer, which is analogous to the Zechariah ben Akatzav case, what do you see? If it's in a different Chatzer, it's Shari. That's the Lazona B'Chatzer Acher, it's Shari. That's the proof. That's the inference from the Bavli. And then he has a Yushalmi on his side. Tell us about it. Fin mashma lahadya. The shame of Yochanan. So what does that mean? The person is chas al kvod grushaso.
But
chas means to have like rachmanus, right? To have compassion for the dignity of your divorced spouse.
Right. So too on his grusha.
Yeah, I mean, just like your almana, you want to so too for your divorced spouse, Josh.
Can we talk for a minute about what that means? How do you have kavod on your almana? Doesn't that mean you're dead? I was confused.
There's a whole discussion about this in the Ned's in Ned's Marmuk almost. Well, yeah, there's like different ways of trying to make sense. What does it mean that you're a chasak, but I'm an aso? So a person's chasak vo grushasa. Do you think that's empirically true?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it depends.
Okay.
Maybe for the kids.
What? Maybe for the sake of the kids or. And then we're told now, Kishem Shadam Chaslak Vodam Anasu Kaf Chaslak Vod Grushasa. It doesn't seem to be just a descriptive statement. It seems to be a prescriptive statement, right? A person ought to be compassionate or worry about or take care of the dignity of their divorced wife. Dam Rabbi Yaakov. Okay, so what's going on there? Now you have a pasuk that's coming into the mix. What's this pasuk doing?
It's telling you, like, not like whether it's in your nature or not, that you should do this. Should,
yeah. There's a pasuk that tells you that you ought to look out for your divorced wife. What's the problem with that? In your opinion, Akiva?
Using the pasuk as a raya for the raya for this?
Is that a problem?
The pasuk is from Nach, and I'm not passing like a drop or something like that. I just think that there's something like that in general. I mean, it's not like a very explicit pasuk, like giving you very specific instructions, and it's from Nach, because they're a little separate.
Well, it would be nice if the Torah gave us more specific instructions. I'm not going to lie.
Right, that's what I was like.
But it doesn't always. Rarely does it. Lots of drashos are extracted from psukim that are probably more cryptic than the normative conclusion that's derived from them, right? So what's strange about this? Anything strange? What's Mipsar Chalos HaSalim? What does that mean? What did the Navi have in mind when he said Mipsar Chalos HaSalim? What do the words mean? In what context does it appear?
Yeshaya.
Yeah. But I know where it's canonized. I want to know when, why.
Ignore your kin.
With respect to what?
Meaning it's not referring to Skrusha. Where's the talking about that?
We'll get there in a second, but what's it talking about? What's the context in the Psukim? What's Yeshaya talking about there?
It's not about life.
Well, just what topic? What area?
Providing for aniyim.
Yeah. What do we call that in Hebrew when you provide for aniyim?
Tzedakah.
Talking about tzedakah. That's the context, right? And then what's the pashup shadmi b'sarcha lo sisalim? See, it's lo sisalim, by the way, in the verse. It's clearly lo sisalim.
By
Shal Sabeinu. Salam to him.
Yeah.
Great. So, what does Mipsar Chalos HaSalim mean?
You should not forget your kin. You shouldn't.
Don't forsake your kin or Mipsarcha.
Your
flesh, right? Mm-hmm. What does Lavan say in this upcoming Parsha to Yaakov? Ach, atzmi uvesariyata. Doesn't it say that? You're my kin. Basar mipsari, right? So mipsar chalos esalim. Don't ignore your flesh. Now, why does that strike you as strange?
Because